man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Man with a switchblade knife.
You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on July 22nd, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. I hope some of you will join us by calling in at 800-313-9443. You'll talk to an engineer in Round Rock, Texas, the home of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is where you send your contributions when you want to support the Patriot cause. I can't think of a better place to make an investment in the future of you and your own descendants than to invest in Republic Broadcasting Network. I spend a lot of time here. That's what I'm doing. I obviously think it's worthwhile. That's why I'm investing my years, actually, in helping to do something on this network. And what we do in particular in this show is we bring ourselves up to date, stay current with the Trump phenomenon. So, and your input is, that's a terrible word, isn't it, input? Your contribution is very much welcome. You notice things often that I miss. The first place, you know, the fellow who notices the most is Donald Trump. So he's actually my number one news gatherer, not just creator. Of course, he creates news. He's really unique. But let me go to another source that's very good, of course, which is Breitbart, the creation of Andrew Breitbart. And Breitbart's very much like Republic Broadcasting, in that one person, in this case Andrew Breitbart, really made it happen. John Stadtmiller made and continues to make Republic Broadcasting happen. So it's interesting how these ideas get executed quite often in history by one person. At the top of Breitbart, well, we'll go to the top of Trump the Trump Twitter account first. His most recent tweet is, let's see here, an hour ago, and then some 3 hours ago, and a series of things 3 hours ago, some things 10 hours ago. Here's something the president tweeted 10 hours ago. The squad, these are these crazy communists who, thank goodness, are at the helm, really. They've grabbed the tiller of the Democrat Party, and that's just fine with me. We need clarity. We need clarification. We need polarization. We need contrast between good patriot ideas and so we can get that good victorious feeling that Johnny Cash sang about in his song, "Daddy, Who's Gene Autry?" And all the kids would say that when Gene Autry shot, the bad guy dropped, and we all got a good victorious feeling. So we need that good victorious feeling, which comes from having the black hats and the white hats very easily identifiable and clear on the screen. Think about that. It's that similarity between fiction or fantasy and movies and real life. It really screws things up if you have people like John McCain who pretend to be a conservative or pretend to be a Republican, or Paul Ryan, or Mitt Romney is kind of an example of this. It screws things up to have people that are, 1 minute something good comes out of their mouth and then another minute something terrible. And Geraldo Rivera is that way. He's, there's a funny thing about that guy's name. Is it Geraldo Rivera or Geraldo Rivero? I have always been unable to remember which it is. And he is an idiot, so it isn't worth spending much time trying to remember his name. But he's the kind of person who will say something halfway good, but then he does damage. In his next utterance, he hurts the patriot cause badly by misleading patriots. That's what rhinos do. That's what neocons do. That's what they do. And they're actually end up being more dangerous than a flat out communist like Ilhan Omar. Why, I like that they've taken over. They're flat out, straight up and down communists. Who are some of them? Ayanna Pressley. Donald Trump was wondering whether she's related to Elvis. Got a good laugh out of that one. Even the crazy media didn't dare pick that one up. Well, that's a racist comment to wonder whether Ayanna Pressley, who's a very black woman, is related to Elvis. Donald Trump doesn't care. And the Ilhan Omar, and the other Muslim is, who is it? There's Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. I'm ashamed of myself that I'm actually learning these names. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What a waste of good brain cells. Anyway, the squad is a very racist group of troublemakers who are young, inexperienced, and not very smart. They are pulling the once great Democrat party far left, and were against humanitarian aid at the border, and are now against ICE and Homeland Security. So bad for our country. Now, in any statement like that, notice that Donald Trump does a number of tactical things. He doesn't really think of the once great Democrat Party. he's just making the point by sort of dramatic. Donald Trump has a dramatic flair. He doesn't just deliver a speech on a stage or in a flat monotone. He lets you have it. He takes you up. He takes you down. He takes you all over the map. He paints a picture. So when he talks about the once great Democrat Party, he says that's for effect, that's drama. He's referring to the fact that people like, we were talking about him yesterday, help me. Great congressman from Ohio who died in 2014. Trafficant, yes. Jim Trafficant. He was a Democrat. And of course, there were others in the history of the Democratic Party. And Donald Trump has made the distinction. He now calls it the Democrat Party. He also calls it the Socialist Party. What is he doing there? What is this great stage genius doing? He's making the picture more clear. He's making it more crisp up there on the stage who the bad guy is. You know, who killed Hamlet's father? You know, he's making it clear who the bad guy, the bad hat is. And he's contrasting by finding some good hats like Jim Trafficant. Anyway, let's look at some more tweeting going on here. Let me hit, always got to hit refresh with Donald Trump. Could be something, and every few minutes there could be something. His tweet of an hour ago was this: when we rip down and totally replace a badly broken and dilapidated barrier on the southern border, something which cannot do the job, that is the dilapidated barrier, what's there now, the fake news media gives us zero credit for building a new wall. We've replaced many miles of old barrier with powerful new walls. So Donald Trump just putting that out there to his 62.2 million followers. He needs to get the news out, since the demon rats will not put the news out. Let me go to my phone board here, where you can call in. There's a call waiting for me from Murr in Wisconsin, so we'll take that call in just a moment. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in on things. What are we waiting for the next couple of days? Well, on Wednesday, we've got Barry and Bob Mueller is going to is going to takes his chances. You pays your money and you takes your chances. But Barry and Bob Mueller is going to go before a congressional committee, and he's going to be taking anti-Trump questions from demon rats, and he's going to be taking anti-Mueller questions from Republicans. And that, as I said, I would pay good money to pay-per-view if I had to. If it were only on pay-per-view, I would pay to watch Bob Mueller get questioned by Congressman Jordan of Ohio and others who will be grilling Barry and Bob Mueller. It'll be interesting to see also how, of course, he is a very crafty, snaky, reptilian person. And it'll be interesting to see how he squirms and slithers out of questions. That'll be a real, talk about bad hats, that will be a real bravura performance by Bob Mueller, using all of his lying skills to avoid, evade, dodge questions he doesn't want to have to answer from the good guys. Let's go now to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Jamie. You know, these girls, you know, I told you about Q and how they have things that the media won't really cover to show you what's going on.
Yes.
And how, you know, they demonize Trump and it shows you what's really going on. So they have what looks like a movie marquee, the Jihad Squad. I posted this in the TrumpPhenomenon.Shatanga.com.
I like that rhyme there, the Jihad Squad. That's good.
Yeah, you got to see this. But it also then has President Trump nominates Marine to be first ever black female general. Let's congratulate her. So then Q says, shall we play a game? Reconcile. So now you see this jihad squad is doing all this complaining, but no one's saying anything about this nomination of black female for a general.
Well, yeah, and of course, the plain fact is that Donald Trump is not a racist, never has been.
Of course not.
He's not an anti-Semite. He never has been. And what the left has been doing with Trump, there, you know, any chance, any way that they can try to paint Donald Trump as a hateful person or a nasty person or a sex fiend, a misogynist, a anti-Semite, and so on. Anything they can do. That they've been trying this from day one. Donald Trump has weathered this hurricane of abuse as an innocent man who is, you see, it's worked in the past. It has worked as a way to prevent people like Donald Trump, just, your normal white family man, from organizing a political movement. It's kept normal people like Donald Trump from organizing a political movement because they've been lumped in with a fringe that is, overwhelmingly despised by the general public.
Well, and this is going to get more intense, Jamie, because...
Yeah.
The revealing of what they're doing with children and to gain the adrenochrome from them. They torture them. They actually nail babies to the wall.
I haven't heard these things.
No, well, you're not going to hear it on the surface from anywhere, but they're all involved in it. And it's being brought to a close. You remember the very first executive order on 12/21/2017 was Trump going after the money. And we've seen Bronfman girls here with this NextVM and the different, not just Epstein and young girls. They had dental chairs bolted to the floor. They had several levels down under that island for torture chambers. Okay, and this stuff has been recorded. So anyway... And there's other places where this is done all around the world, but there's been 3,467 Q drops to date since October of 2017 when this began. So, very interesting.
And of course, now to this day, now I am truly not informed on Q, but Q now to this day, just to kind of help me out, Mer, Q is an unknown individual or individuals, correct?
It's said to be 10 people, 7 of them military.
Okay.
So, and they're working with AI, with the artificial intelligence. And it's very, very interesting and reveals things you won't see anywhere else. And it's very interesting that the Talmud media doesn't want you to look at this. They keep demonizing it. So people that watch the TV... And a lot of these radio shows, too. I understand Rush Limbaugh was putting it down just today. So
Putting what down?
Q. They demonize this because there's information coming through there that they're not allowed to talk about. And impinges their ability.
Yeah, now, Mer, let me just... I don't mean to be a contrarian here. But let me say that... one very essential aspect of the Trump phenomenon is that Donald Trump has made a movement that is based on things that are very easily, they're recognized by anybody looking at the scene. There's nothing hidden. He goes with the really solid facts. And that's a winner.
Amy, though, a lot of people won't look at that. You're one that
won't look at that. Hang on, Mer. When you see Donald Trump, for instance, you called the media the Talmud media. Okay? Donald Trump wouldn't do that. And let me stay with me. Let me explain why. No, he can. He can very much. He can do. He can actually do it more easily than you can. No, he can. And he does.
Fake news. It's the same thing. Fake news.
Hang on. No, it's not. Stay with me, and I'll explain right after this break. We'll be right back.
Gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
We're back, folks. And we've got Burr with us on the phone. And thank you, Murr, for your call. And I want to explain the difference between calling something Talmud media and fake news media. There's a huge difference. And it's the difference between, it illustrates the point I'm making about the genius of Donald Trump. The fake news media is something that the American public, you know, the patriot public, instantly recognized. And Donald Trump gets credit for coining this phrase, whether he was the first to say it or not. He certainly brought it into currency. He can be called the author of this phrase, fake news media. This is brilliant. Now, suppose, Murr, he'd instead, and what he's trying to say is that this is media, which is not just Jewish media. And I don't think Anderson Cooper is Jewish. I don't think Chris Cuomo is Jewish. It's simply media that's lying to you. And there are Jewish liars, Catholic liars, Protestant liars, atheist liars. There are all kinds of liars. It's not a Jewish phenomenon. On the other hand, when you say Talmud media, of course, the word Talmud refers to that Jewish book, and which is huge, and is very central to Judaism. You know, any Jew doesn't want to hear the Talmud insulted. So it's not the Jewish media; it's the fake news media. And here's the important difference between the two. You mentioned the point. Well, Donald Trump, he can't say that. Well, yes, he can. He very much could, but he wouldn't be president of the United States, and he also wouldn't be Donald Trump because he wouldn't win. First of all, and it's not a question. He's a fearless man, so he's not afraid to. If he thought all the media was Jewish and all the bad guys were Jewish, he'd say so.
No, he wouldn't. He couldn't.
Of course he could. But Mercy, more than you and more than I, okay? He's risking his life every day. I'm not risking my life every day.
I agree with that. Hey, Jamie, let me tell you a couple things and I'll get off of here, okay?
Okay.
The reason I called in was you said Geraldo Rivera. His name's Jerry Rivers, and I don't know if you remember when he went to Afghanistan as a reporter, and he gave away the position of the soldiers. They all lined up to shake hands when it was time to shake hands, and they had poo on their hands.
Yes. Yeah. Geraldo is a true rat. And by the way, when you bring up the name Rivera, or I brought it up,
Rivers. His name's Jerry Rivers.
Yeah, I know his stage name. He's using that as a stage name. But the forgot that. Geraldo is Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Rivers is Jewish.
He's either part or fully Jewish. Correct. And I could always be wrong in any of these memories, but. But when you mention the name Rivera, or I mentioned it, that brings up a hero who is Jewish. A hero. Not a villain. Not a bad guy. Michael Rivera. Probably the greatest host on the Republic Broadcasting Network is Jewish. So, he's a good guy.
I think you have some awfully good points. I think all the hosts do. I think they're each special. Let me tell you one more thing, and then I'll get off of here. You know how I like to send postcards? To the White House, to the president.
Okay.
To Melania I sent about aspartame and Dr. Betty Martini. But speaking of fake news, one of the cards, I ended it to the president. It said, "I can't wait for you to say fake money. We're way overdue for a jubilee."
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one. Well, thank you, Mer. Thank you. And listen up, because I love talking with you. So if you hang up, I am talking with you wherever you are in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Mer. So to continue my colloquy with Mer, the point is this is part of the Trump phenomenon, something Donald Trump has done for all of us. He's shown us how to win, not by faking things, not by covering it up or calling something that he thinks is one thing, calling it something else. And the deception, there's no deception with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is just what you see is what you get. He is one of the reasons he is so popular is that he inspires in anyone listening to him the distinct feeling, this man is telling me exactly what he feels and what he believes. He's not holding anything back. That's one reason that we patriots love him. And how am I doing on time? Well, okay, I've got time to expound a little bit on the other side of the break. We'll be right back, and you can call in, too. See ya.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And I may seem like a nitpicker here. I'll round out this subject here on the difference between calling something Talmud media and fake news media. One is a winning strategy that's very honest, very truthful, and it works. The other doesn't. And it hasn't for more than half a century, and never will. So it's important that what Donald Trump has shown patriots how to do is win. It's pretty darn important to win. If you lose, hey, that's bad. And we've been losing for a long time. And you know, one of the things to do when you're making mistakes or losing, you know, it's true. It's hard for all of us to look in the mirror and go, well, you know, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I need to try a different approach after you you know, smash your thumb over and over again with the same hammer and nail. Maybe there's something you're doing wrong. And that we have been doing a lot of things wrong in the Patriot movement, Patriot cause. Anyway, Donald Trump has reinvented the whole thing. The movement, the Trump movement that he has started is de novo. He started it fresh. It didn't grow out of any of our failures. It was something he created with a winning formula from the get-go. And calling the media, the fake news media, is an example of that. And he's not on he's not doing the thing that has been a failure for so long. The anti-Jewish jag has been a dead loser for more than half a century. It can't win for two reasons. One, the public that you as a patriot must win with will never accept it. So that's enough right there. That's sufficient reason right there. The other is, it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. So, for instance, Stephen Miller, I'll give you an example. I gave you as an example a Jewish hero, Michael Rivero. Another one appeared yesterday, was in the news. Stephen Miller, who is the principal speechwriter for the president, probably the source of some of his very best phrases and speeches. Stephen Miller, Santa Monica High School graduate, right from my hometown there. I never met him, but he was on TV saying, as a Jew, I am really upset at the Squad and their anti-Semitism. And he stays off the TV. He doesn't put himself in the limelight. But for that, he did. He put himself in the limelight. Another Jewish hero. And there aren't, it's not as if, well, you know, I could have, he is an incredibly invaluable hero in the Trump administration. He has succeeded in an area where others have failed. Stephen Miller has succeeded where Steve Bannon, didn't make the full climb. And Steve Bannon's a good guy. But he got himself derailed. Stephen Miller did not. And Donald Trump does not have, you know, we all rue the fact that there's so many rats and bad actors and deep state people embedded all around Donald Trump. There's no way he could have avoided that. But when he gets a really good one right next to him, wow, it's time to start appreciating that person. And Stephen Miller is an example of that. I'll give you some more examples. I mentioned Andrew Breitbart earlier. I think he's Jewish. He died a few years ago, but he was Jewish, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody. Another one of the heroes whose support was essential to Donald Trump's victory was Matt Drudge, also Jewish. Another one whose huge radio show hugely helped Donald Trump. And you could say, you know, with each one of these people, you could say, well, that guy brought Donald Trump more than 100,000 votes. And so of each, you could say, hey, without that guy, the president wouldn't have won. And it would be true. There are a number of such people. But Michael Savage is another one who's, that's a stage name also. I think his birth name is Michael Weiner or Wiener, depending on how he wants to pronounce it. If my last name was Hot Dog, I'd pick a stage name too. And Savage sounds good to me. I like that one. James Savage. And it's the Savage Radio Hour. Stage names need to be powerful like that. Anyway, Savage was all in with Donald Trump throughout the primaries and the key moments. And he mention was made of Rush Limbaugh. He came on board. Of course, he's not Jewish at all, but he's another example of somebody who made a huge difference. Let's take a look here. Let's go back to the tweets of the president and watch him teach us how to win. he is writing here. Let's go to the I do have this up on my screen, so I'll go to that Stephen Miller story. Stephen Miller, senior advisor and speechwriter for President Trump, called out Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, Sunday for comparing facilities at the southern border with, quote, concentration camps, unquote. Miller appeared on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace to defend the president in the ongoing controversy over Trump's tweets against Ocasio-Cortez and her four far-left Democratic colleagues on the squad. So anyway, that was a good story there. On he says, now one more point on that I have to say, which is that I'm a Jew. As a Jew, as an American Jew, I am profoundly outraged by the comments from Ocasio-Cortez. It is a historical smear. It is a sinful comment. And then I read up on this last night just a little bit more, and Stephen Miller has taken, he's taken fire from the left everywhere, including from within the Jewish community. A synagogue that his family, the synagogue claims that the Miller family at one time attended, that synagogue in Santa Monica. I watched a video of their rabbi denouncing Stephen Miller as having forsaken Jewish heritage and abandoned the teachings of his synagogue, and we have all another person that illustrates that phenomenon of taking shots from all sides is Steve Hilton. Donald Trump's in his latest tweets, he is quoting and really celebrating the work of Steve Hilton. And I didn't realize that Steve Hilton, he's a hero. His parents fled Hungary in the 1956 uprising and moved to England, changed their name to Hilton. It was a very Hungarian name, like Herksack. I have no idea how to pronounce it. And Steve Hilton was born in Britain and worked for David Cameron in the Conservative Party, founded a website to crowdfund political campaigns. It was designed to be nonpartisan, and then was fired by his own website when he endorsed Donald Trump. And it's gotten even worse, so that they've actually closed the company, ceased doing business, rather than let anybody supporting Donald Trump use or have anything to do with their website CrowdPack. But Steve Hilton, again, a profile in courage. He endorsed Trump at the expense of being fired as the CEO from his own company. And it reminds me, the story. There are patriot stories like that. Who is that? Boy, this is really showing a hole in Kelso's memory here. Who was the head of the Cold Harbor Laboratory, who was one of the discoverers of DNA? Was it James Watson? I have his book somewhere in the room here. James Watson was fired by the laboratory he headed, which was based on his work in discovering DNA. And he was fired for what? He was fired for being... What's the worst thing you can be, ladies and gentlemen? Come on, you know the answer to that question. What is the worst, the very worst thing you could do or be or say or think? Ah, yes, it starts with an R. And it rhymes with ist. Yes, racist. James Watson was fired for being a racist simply because he believes in the reality of genetics. He believes in the science of genetics that he, as much as any person who ever lived, discovered, and was fired by his own company, like Steve Hilton. And let me go to let me look at the phone board here and see if we... Yes, we do. Scott in New Mexico. Scott, are you there? Are you with me?
Hey, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm good. I hope you are too. What's up?
Oh, I wanted to tell you that this term that's floated about, that's become part of our vernacular, is a real misnomer. It's a two-worded miss. A Judeo-Christian?
Yes.
Well, that's a contradiction of terms. You know, you understand what I'm saying or trying to share with you?
Well, not completely. No, I don't know exactly where you're going with that. I mean, here's my request, Scott. This is what I love about Donald Trump. He gets right to the point. He tells you bingo. He says, you know, he tells you what he thinks of the squad. He's hated and loved for the same reason, because he just gets it right up there, right in front, right in your face, what he means. So here's what I'm asking you to do, Scott. Tell me exactly where, go to the end of your logical train of thought. Go to the end of it and give me your conclusion sentence on this question of Judeo-Christian is a contradiction in terms. Give me your punchline.
Well, you can't be either or. It doesn't fly, you know? I mean, these people to this day think they won't even read Psalm, I think it's 53, that talks about our Messiah, Jesus. Their Messiah too, but they reject him. But it was never a matter of, if you do a word study on acceptation, it's never man that accepts the person of Christ. It's always that, do a word study on acceptation, biblically King James only. You'll find that it's God that accepts you and gives you evidence, but you're not going to get microwave instant pudding in regard. You'll get it incrementally.
Well, no, okay, that's good. You got to your punchline, which is good. I appreciate it. Thank you for that. But now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What is the attitude? Well, first of all, you're generally familiar, I'm sure, with the evangelical world and community in America.
Oh, it's a sad state of a sect or a cult.
Well, now, how many people, now, this is a statistical question, how many people in the United States do you think are evangelicals, and I mean that in this sense, if asked, they'll say, I am an evangelical, and they'll say, I go to an evangelical church, how many such people are there in the United States?
I'm sorry to say, to be more succinct, I'd word it like this. How many people that call themselves evangelical Christians have fallen to this idea of Christian Zionism? And I'd say that's about 90%. It's
okay,
a sad,
all right. Okay,
interpretation.
Scott, now here's where Donald Trump has a lesson for you and for me and for all the rest of us. Donald Trump wants you to live. He wants you to win. He wants you to survive, you and your family and your descendants. So for Donald Trump, it's important that you pursue a strategy that can win. Now, when you condemn America's evangelicals as being in a sad state and you disagree with them on the whole thing, what you're doing is you're grabbing the boat anchor, stepping up on the edge of the gunwale of your rowboat, grabbing the anchor and jumping over the side, because you're not going to live. You're going to sink. And so the evangelicals of America, and I'm going to bring it right back to your opening thought about the term Judeo-Christian, they don't have a problem with that term at all. Their interpretation of Bible, they will refer you to biblical passages themselves, and they'll say that you are in error. And I'm just telling you this is where this would go. And they would say, you know, they frequently refer to the idea that those that bless Israel will be blessed by God. That's a very important concept in American evangelical churches.
Oh, yes. You're so right, Jamie.
Well, but now let's just go.
That one verse. See, Abraham was not a Jew. Okay, neither was Isaac, and Jacob became a new name. Israel was dawned on him.
Okay, now. All right, now what you're engaging in there is disputation on theology, and that's fine. I've no qualms with that whatsoever. But but here's what I'm saying. You have to deal with if the evangelical community, if Jerry Falwell Jr. and Robert Jeffers had not endorsed Donald Trump, he would not be president today. And we got one more segment. Hang on. We got a break, and I want to flesh this idea out of winning. Be right back.
The good times ain't over for good.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
We're back, folks.
People speak in their mind.
I was just finding myself enjoying that Buffalo Springfield song. Back from my days in high school. This is James Kelso, and we're in our last segment here, so I just want to explain something that was inspired by things that both Murr and Scott presented in their calls. And I got to apologize to Dr. Kelly in Northern California again. I'm not going to be able to get to your call, Dr. Kelly. I apologize. The point being made here is that without the endorsement of, I remember during the primary when Jerry Falwell Jr. jumped in, hook, line, and sinker for Donald Trump, jumped on the Trump train hard. When Robert Jeffers jumped on the Trump train hard, folks, Jerry Falwell Jr. has 100,000 graduates of Liberty University. His school is huge. Robert Jeffers, his congregation and his following in America, his people who admire him, are huge. They elected Donald Trump president of the United States. Tens of millions of evangelicals listened to their leaders like Jerry Falwell Jr. and Robert Jeffers and voted for Donald Trump because they were reassured by their leaders. Donald Trump is a man of God. And you can sort of say he's God's pick for president of the United States, if you could put it that way, kind of the way it boils down. And so the disputation, this goes to the difference between trying to be right or insisting on being right. And I'm not saying that any of these views that, with which I disagreed are right, but I'm saying there's a difference between winning and trying to be right, being there's a term for theologians who dispute things, who argue about how many angels could fit on the head of a pin. You've got to win, and we have to survive. And Donald Trump has mobilized the evangelical community, which loves Israel. And as an example of how he has aligned himself and beautifully, strategically been a general, when he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of the nation of Israel, Israel went into hosannas. Donald Trump became the most popular man in Israel, and America's evangelical community went into hosannas as well. And
well, we gotta go.
The music trumps all of us. But we'll be back again tomorrow night with more of the Trump phenomenon. See you then, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.